Hey, my radio friends, welcome back to this radio video. Today I am going to do a radio antenna project, and we're going to build a AM loop antenna for medium wave, and we're going to do it with a cardboard box. And this is kind of a great starter project. You don't really have to have a whole lot of theory under your belt to accomplish something like this. And I'm going to attempt to do this without any math at all. There are ways to, you know, to kind of do the calculations and do it just so, but I'm basically going to wing it because I've made a few of these over the years. And so the first thing you need is some sort of box. This is 1 foot square. Actually, I fabricated this box from an old computer laptop box, and just made it fit roughly a foot square. I'm not sure if it's exactly square, but it's close enough. You need some wire. So I have this, in fact, I have several spools of this enameled kind of wire, enameled wire. I'm not even sure what gauge this is, but it's easy to find. You don't need enameled wire. You could use just about any thin gauge wire will probably do, but you're going to need a good bit of it, because I'm guessing that I probably need at least 14 or 15 loops around a box this size. That's what I'm going to shoot for anyway, and space them roughly over a 4-inch width of this box. So that's 4 feet per loop, so we're talking around 60 feet of wire, so you're going to need a fair bit. I do have the advantage of having a spare variable capacitor, which is going to be the tuning for this thing. Now, I'm going to use the one I have to kind of get me started, but I'm already planning ahead to the next video, where I'm going to attempt to make one out of just ordinary stuff around the house. So that's part two. We'll see if I get there. I also may use one from an old radio, which I pulled apart. So I have a couple of those as well. But this one I know is going to work. So I'm going to build the loop first today, and then we'll worry about the capacitor a little bit later. So let's get started on this, winding this loop, and we'll see if we can get this thing working. Okay, well, it would have been helpful if I had aimed the camera right appropriately, but I hope you got the gist of that time lapse. I can't see what I was filming. I didn't set it up right, but anyway, you get the idea. So I wrapped the wire around the box here, and I'm going to show you how imprecise I am about this. 4, 8, I think that's 13 or 14 loops on there. I think I wanted to go one more, but I kind of ran out of room, and, you know, sometimes I just get a little quick with things. And so the idea around kind of a box loop like this is you can really lock in the wires. Sometimes you'll see loops that are made with, just two crossing things, and you run the wire around. Which is fine, but I've always found that you leave that strand of wires exposed, and they get banged, and they get bumped, and they get bent and stretched and everything. This way you can lock them down with some tape, and at the end I don't think I have enough packing tape. This is just regular Scotch shipping tape. I'm going to wrap the whole thing so it's nice and tight and well put together. So anyway, that's about 14 strands of enamel wire. And so Unfortunately, as I always do something wrong. I always do something wrong with these things. So I made that lead really short. This one is not so bad. But I'm going to connect these to my capacitor, and we're going to do a real simple test here in the radio room and see if this thing works. Okay, it's time for a really crude test. I've got my Channel Master Super Fringe radio out, just tuned to some blank spot on the AM dial, and I'm down here in my basement, so I'm not expecting to pick up too much. But I've got the loop antenna here, which is hooked up to my little tuning capacitor, which is right back here. And really, I just want to do a preliminary test and see if something happens when I tune the capacitor. So let's see what happens, if anything.
So, what are you waiting for?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, so that's nothing coming in. Hey, it works.
Prime income producing real estate. You're secured on large apartment buildings.
It works. Pretty cool. And if I constructed this a little more carefully, now that we have it tuned, we can aim it around wherever we need it. And here I'll just disconnect just so you can see the difference, or hear the difference. I'll move this capacitor here so you can see what I'm doing. I just have it hooked up to an alligator clip. And tune it. Nothing happening. Clip it back in. And that's pretty good. So, this, let's see if it works on a different different frequency. What the heck am I trying to say? Let's see if there's something coming in there. Definitely making a difference. I'll take it off. You can see what a difference it makes.
Okay.
So, just a rough sense of this thing. I did this again without any math. I just kind of eyeballed it. Let's see, 4, 8, 12. Looks like I got 13 or 14 loops. I think I probably needed another loop because I'm not sure it goes all the way down to the bottom of the band. But I'll see. Let's see if it goes up to the top of the band. Dial up here to... Let's see. That's a strong station. Let me see if I can peak the noise. Yeah, see? You hear it peak?
Here's what to do.
I can hear it peak, but there's nothing coming in. Yeah. It's definitely working up there at the top. Right. So there you go. That's very easy to make loop antenna. Piece of cardboard, some wire, variable capacitor. I'm going to do some experiments with this and see if I can get this to work with some things that I pulled out of old radios. That will make this really easy to do because you probably have an old radio lying around that you don't use anymore, and you can yank the capacitor out of it and see if you can get that to work. I'm also going to experiment with maybe building my own so you don't have to rely on something like this. But anyway, I hope this was helpful. Again, I don't have any plans for it. You can just follow along. A square box, some wire, and get started on that project. So I will consider some pertinent information and put that below, including, I believe, a place where you can order one of these capacitors. So you don't, if you don't want to make your own, you can buy one and stick it in there, and it should work great. Anyway, AM loop antenna. It's a great first project. So that's about it for now. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.